Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Ayers Allais are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Ayers Allais every day. Hello, this is Roger Baker, and every Monday we bring you the latest news from the world of science and technology. The following is an article from the online website SciTech Daily. The article was written by Andy Tomaswick. Scientists solve 60-year-old mystery of strange magnetic surges above the moon. It's well known that the moon lacks a strong magnetosphere. Without this protective layer, the solar wind directly bombards its surface, strips away material, and electrically charges the fine, hazardous dust that covers it. Yet for about 60 years, scientists have observed brief surges in magnetic strength in certain regions, with some reaching up to 10 times the moon's usual background levels. These events, known as Lunar External Magnetic Enhancements, or LEMEs, have remained unexplained since their discovery. Researchers have struggled to understand both their origin and how they extend far enough above the surface to be detected by spacecraft. A new study in the Astrophysical Journal Letters by Xuhua Lai and colleagues at National Central University in Taiwan proposes that these signals are produced by a previously unrecognized form of Kelvin-Helmholtz instability. This instability can sometimes be seen on Earth as rolling wave-like cloud patterns. It occurs when two fluids, or in space, two streams of plasma, move past each other at different speeds, creating a velocity shear that drives the formation of waves. Limits of previous KHI models. In the case of LEMEs, scientists knew the solar wind slammed into these mini-magnetospheres created by surface anomalies of magnetic material in lunar regolith. But they believed the KHI caused by this interaction would be localized to only the boundary where the two meet. It couldn't explain why they were seeing magnetic fields on spacecraft hundreds of kilometers above the surface. Like many physical phenomena, KHI requires a lot of complex math, and Dr. Xuhua and her colleagues realized that. To explain these LEMEs, scientists were using a simplified form of math for the calculation of how the KHI would appear at the boundary. Instead, they were interested in using what is known as a nonlinear branch of the same phenomena. Basically, they used some more advanced math to model the KHI in a way that better reflected what they believed was actually happening at the boundary between the mini-magnetosphere caused by the magnetic material in the moon's surface and the solar wind. To prove their idea, they turned to simulations. In this case, nonlinear magnetohydrodynamic simulations. They created three cases that each represented different solar wind speeds, and that resulted in different types of KHI regimes. The two cases with higher wind speeds resulted in a shock-dominated KHI regime that produced fast, upward-propagating shockwaves of magnetic fields, matching much of the data collected by the spacecraft on LEMEs over the years. Simulation results in magnetic field amplification. However, even at slow solar wind speeds, the vortex-dominated KHI regime that was created still locally amplified the magnetic field up to around 30 to 40 times the ambient level near the boundary layer. But surprisingly, even in this regime, the waves from the near-surface vortex still propagate upwards into denser plasma, creating secondary waves at much higher altitudes. Most importantly, the simulation data matched some real observations collected by Lunar Prospector back in 1998. It proved that the nonlinear version of the KHI instability was capable of producing the types of magnetic fields seen in the data, and the fact that all the different types of magnetic field shocks and vortices could be accounted for by this improvement in the mathematical modeling showcases how a simple tweak in how scientists look at a problem could break open a decades-long mystery. It isn't only the moon this study could be applicable to, though. The researchers note that this same mechanism is likely happening on Mars. Recent observations from MAVEN have already confirmed that KHI can develop in the Martian plasma environment, and there are plenty of Martian crustal anomalies analogous to those on the moon that could interact in the same way. So, in fact, in addition to explaining a 60-year-old mystery, this new model of KHI plasma interactions could hold clues about the space environment on plenty of other weakly magnetized bodies across our solar system. If you want to learn more about Ayers Allais and the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our webpages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind and print-impaired audience. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. We'll be back again next Monday with more news from the fascinating world of science and technology. I'm Roger Baker.